Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Mayit Karten, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Yimei Chazal, they used to prepare kvarim. And they would sell it to a person that needed to bury a family member. Now, they didn't always bury people in the ground. They would bury people in the wall of a cave called a kuch. Or they would build a caver on the ground so that it should be ready for a kvuras meis right after Yom Tov. Well, you can't do it on Cholamayit. Zakta Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, Ein Chayfrin, we cannot dig out kuchin, these hollow areas in the wall of a cave, ukvares, or build these kvares on the ground, b'mayit, during Cholamayit. Avo, but, mechanchim es ha-kuchin b'mayit. If let's say you had this kuch, again, what's a kuch? This open area prepared for a mace, like a hollowed out area in the wall of the cave. If it was really dug out from before Cholamayit, you can fix it in a Cholamayit. You can make it longer, make it wider. And that's because preparing kfarim for the purpose of a mace, he should be buried as soon as possible, is called Sarchei Rabim. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah V'yaisin Nevreches B'mayit. You can make a Nevreches during Cholamayit. What is a Nevreches? They didn't have washing machines. How did they wash their clothes? They would dig out a hole, fill it up with water. That's a nevreches. Most of the time, they would make it at the side of a courtyard, so the water of the courtyard should fill up over there, and they could wash the clothes there. Now, really, we're going to learn later, you're not allowed to wash clothes on Cholamayit, but for certain people, you are allowed to. We'll see those halachis later. This nevreches, to dig this out, is much easier than banging out a hollow part in the wall of a cave. And therefore, it's mutter on Cholamayit. Vayter, zakt the Mishnah, the arayin, it's mutter to make the arayin, that's the box, to carry the mace in, im ha-mace b'chatzar. It's mutter on Cholamayit to make the arayin letzarech ha-mace, to cut the wood, to build the arayin, but only in the courtyard where the mace is found, in a different courtyard, where someone may think that he's stam building a project, he doesn't realize it's for the tzarech of a mace, it's aser. Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't cut the wood during Cholamayit to make the arayin. Ela im ken yesh imay nesarim, only if you already prepared the cut pieces of wood from Erev Yom Tov. That's when we say it's mutter to make the arayin. Rabbi Yehuda holds cutting pieces of wood is a very big tircha, and many mason were buried without an arayin, and therefore it's not considered so much of a tzayrach. In Eretz Yisrael, to this day, mason are buried without an arayin. So in our Mishnah we learned, we don't dig out kuchin in the walls of caves or build kvarim on Cholamayit. Batanura says this is for a mace who may die after Yom Tov to be ready for him. But if the kuch is there from beforehand, you can make it longer or shorter. You could however dig out a hole where they would wash clothes in. That's much easier. As far as building an arayin, the Tanakhama says it could be done if the mace is in the chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even then it's aser, unless you already have the cut pieces of wood.